Is it the refinery to blame for these gas prices? I'm David Brancaccio. For the first time, gasoline prices are above $4 a gallon in every state of the nation. Not if you adjust for inflation, but still. I just looked at California. Oof, $6.05 on average for regular. I'm not even going to look at diesel. It'll burn my eyes. Yet, crude oil is down 13% from its peak on March the 6th. So why is retail gas going up and up? The answer will surprise you. A big part of the price we pay is the way oil companies have managed their refineries, those complexes that churn out end product. Javier Blas is a Bloomberg opinion columnist covering energy and commodities who's written about this. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
On the outside looking in, it's a strange world we live in. I mean, crude prices peaked a couple weeks after the invasion of Ukraine, but the gasoline prices are not off the peak. It's almost no connection, it seems.
Well, there is a connection because in between that crude oil, that barrel of oil, and the gasoline that we buy at the gas station is this big piece of kit called an oil refinery. And that's where the bottleneck is right now. We are struggling with enough refining capacity to transform the crude into all the refined products that we need for our cars, for our trucks, and our airplanes. And the problem is that Russia is not only exporter of crude. It was exporting before the war quite a lot of refined product, particularly diesel. And that is really what is causing this big shortage.
Because that Russia was not just an oil exporter, we also know it does natural gas, but other products like diesel, and that has somehow fouled up the mix when it comes to the long chain between pumping and getting into your gas tank?
Exactly, because if you need to replace a barrel of diesel that previously was coming from Russia, we need to find two things. We need to find extra supplies of crude, which is difficult in the current market, but not impossible. And then we need also to find the refining capacity to put those new barrels into a refinery and produce diesel and other refined products. And that's where we are hitting the wall, because there is not much of a spare capacity for refining, particularly in Europe and in the US, in part because we have lost refining capacity through pandemic for a number of reasons. Some of those refineries were old and not very competitive. Some of the companies were really struggling and they were not investing enough on the refineries. And yes, demand really collapsed during pandemic. So those refineries were not needed. It was a good time to shut them down, but now we do really need them.
May improve a bit, but I mean, do you see some kind of large-scale building program for new refineries? That seems far-fetched.
Oh, no, we are not going to be building new refineries. And if we were even thinking today about expanding any refinery, that will be resolving a crisis that may happen 5 years from now, but it's not going to resolve the current crisis. Gasoline prices and diesel prices are going to be very high through the summer, potentially higher than they are today.
Javier Blas is a Bloomberg opinion columnist who covers energy and commodities. He's co-author of the book called The World for Sale, Money, Power, and the Traders Who Barter the Earth's Resources. Mr. Blas, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. After the NASDAQ jumped 2.75% yesterday, futures are down 0.4% this morning. S&P futures down 0.2%.
U.S. officials say the American subsidiary of the huge financial and insurance firm, Germany's Allianz Global Investors, has agreed to plead guilty to securities fraud and pay $6 billion in fines and restitution. This followed the collapse of a set of private investment funds, which prosecutors say cost investors billions. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Much of the money Allianz U.S. has agreed to pay will go to reimburse more than 100 institutional investors, including pension funds and nonprofits, which lost billions of dollars after the alleged fraud scheme collapsed 2 years ago during the early days of the pandemic. Prosecutors brought criminal charges, including securities fraud, against Grégoire Tournant, the chief investment officer of a series of funds at Allianz U.S. A federal indictment unsealed yesterday alleges Tournant faked documents and understated the risks of his investment strategies, banking on Allianz's reputation to reassure investors while earning millions of dollars in fees. Tournant's lawyers say the charges against him are without merit and that he also lost money during the pandemic-driven market downturn. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
All of China recorded less than 1,500 daily COVID cases this week. But in Shanghai, the manufacturing and financial center that accounts for most of the cases, officials have announced reopening plans after 7 weeks of very strict measures. And China's media is referring to the hustle and bustle returning. What Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak sees is tight restrictions still, Jen.
This morning we had a PCR test, our first time outside in a week. Shanghai says it is reopening. Those who aren't here send me messages like, yay, you're out. It feels like adding insult to injury, a friend says. The reality is only one shop is open nearby and we can't leave our apartments. Those who can are limited to 4 hours. On Monday, our building supervisor said some have gone to the doctors and caught COVID at the hospitals. If that happens, our entire building will be sealed for another 14 days. Getting food is still a struggle. This week, we placed two orders totaling $100 and didn't get anything from our list. No eggs or fruit. We did get a crate of Qingdao beer. In Shanghai, on day 48 of the lockdown, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Qingdao. Cheers, Jennifer. I'm David Brancaccio. It's Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.